Thank you for those prayers as we move into this week of discernment leading up to the Episcopal election this coming Saturday. Thank you for your prayers in the months leading up to it. It's been a long journey. I told the 8 o'clock congregation that God and I had a conversation, and I said, God, if you tell me who's going to be elected, I won't tell anyone. Well, he didn't. Anyhow, Saturday will be a very big day in the life of our diocese. We do ask for your prayers for all the candidates and for all the delegates who will gather together. I suspect Max will probably somehow let someone know what is happening, and that someone will let someone know, and that someone will let someone know, and hopefully it will just make its way through the congregation, possibly through an email, so that you will be aware of what has happened on that day. So I ask for your prayers, not just for me, but for all the candidates and for all of us who will gather together as Synod next Saturday for that very important work that we are called to do. I've been asked to, if the Christopher Group could make an announcement. They are going to be running their program here at St. George again, and so please.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for welcoming us to your lovely church. I wonder, any of you out there have a fear of speaking in public? You can learn to speak with confidence. I myself, a few years ago, had a great fear of speaking even in front of a couple of people. It prevented me from accepting opportunities at work, social obligations. Whenever I spoke, I thought I might have a heart attack. My heart was beating so fast. Even I had to decline when I had the opportunity to speak at the funerals of my mother and father. You can learn to speak with confidence. When I took the Christopher Leadership course in effective speaking, week by week, my confidence grew. We learned how to introduce speakers, thank speakers, present gifts, accept gifts, prepare a talk, how to gain confidence. The leaders are all volunteers, and each one of them have graduated from the course, so they know exactly how you might be feeling. I'm glad to say, after taking the course, I was able to deliver the eulogy at my brother's funeral. And I thank the course that I had found that strength to find my voice. You, too, can learn to speak with confidence. There's going to be a course here starting on September 29th. That's a Thursday night. Runs for 3 hours a night for 11 weeks. The cost is $215, and it is totally tax deductible. We really would love to speak to you after the service. We'll be at the back, Juanita and myself, if you have any questions. And we can accept any registrations at that time. Thank you.
Thank you. And this is the second year the Christopher Course has been running a program here at St. George on Young. And I know a couple of members of St. George on Young took the course. And so I encourage you to think about it. And if it's something that would be helpful for you, please do speak to the two volunteers because they are here to answer your questions and to take registrations if you are interested. Our closing hymn this morning.